Okay, item number one, action and approval of the minutes from our previous meeting. I apologize, I wasn't here. Carl had the chair for me. We had a chance to review the minutes. Concerns, comments, changes or adjustments, or motions?
I move to approve the minutes.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
I second it.
All right, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay, motion carries. Great. All right, opportunity for public comment. Anybody from the public want to make a comment? Okay, chair report. I'll defer that time just to go through the agenda items. Most everything I wanted to talk about is already on the agenda, so we'll just move down to that. So moving on to number four, annual regional committee report. As you may have noticed in the email I sent out, I took the liberty to kind of draft up our assignment that we have to send off information to the UCA board. And what I've done, because we're fairly new in our steps that we've been taking thus far, is just kind of put together what we've done. We've formalized, we've had the assistance of Wasatch Regional Council, and we've gotten together, we've talked about a few items. We were on the verge of making a formal recommendation for the first time and in requesting the information to the ECATS, and we've already gotten that taken care of, got an agreement back. I think that was our only most recent official request for information and sharing concerns because we're just getting going. But I did put in there what we formulated as far as how we were going to operate, how we understand the statute requirements, what our role and responsibility is. We have the opportunity to meet before the UCA board if we so desire. If you guys would like to adjust this report, I know Carl and I talked a little bit, there was one or two things in here that he wanted to make adjustments, but it wouldn't bother me if you say, let's throw this whole thing away and start over. I just thought, rather than to save some time for everybody, I'd just throw something together and let you guys chew on it and change it as you can see fit. So we can open it up for discussion as to maybe how you'd like to change it or adjust it. First section was just kind of saying, here's what we've done thus far, here's an overview, here's our members and our contact information, here's the application that we developed to become a member of the Wasatch Front Rack, here's how we shared with everybody our responsibilities and our recommendation form, what we follow to recommend, then we have the ECATS data sharing agreement that was shared back with us after we requested that information, and then it was the letter we all agreed to send out and share with our counterparts and peers to let them know who we are, what we are, and if they have any issues regarding UCA responsibilities, that you know we could be their advocate, could be their mouth, word, ears, whatever. And so I think that's gone out to everybody. I'm not sure if we need to add any other persons to that to send that letter out, but it had our contact information and who we are and what we're all about. I think Katie sent that up to as many people as she got contact information for. So that was what basically I was going to send to the UCA board saying, here's who we are, what we've done thus far. Obviously, there's a lot of new work that's out there regarding a couple RFPs, what UCA is doing that we have concerns with, and I noted that in there that we're very concerned with what they're doing with the 911 strategic plan development, some of the things they're doing with how they're going to change relationships with the state responsibility in terms of 911 telephone equipment and the PSAPs. We're kind of concerned about that with the strategic planning and the goals that they've established for PSAPs. But nothing enough to where we can take a concrete position on just yet. And also we're very concerned about the RFP on the radio systems and how that gets developed, rolls out, gets completed, goes forward. So that's kind of the synopsis. So I'll open it up to the rest of you to say whether you like it, don't like it, want to do something different.
I thought it was very well made. I appreciate you doing that. I don't have any recommendations for changing. I think it's great.
Okay.
I agree. Thank you. My recommendation, in the part that talks about the ECATS agreement, the sentence that begins with per statute reference. That refers to something that actually was from last year, not this upcoming year.
That's true. It is 2018.
2018, yeah. And my recommendation is, since that's still in process, I prefer not to call out directly attention to that. because it is late. And so I would propose that we kind of strike that sentence and then just finish up with maybe a little bit of rewording that you say develop the agreement, that's great. And then the all four Davis PSAPs will participate in sharing the aid to aid the county with improving services, as opposed to referencing the audit.
Statute.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How does everybody feel if I just work with Carl and rewording that section? Because it was really kind of specific to Davis, and I think Utah County's in terms of that statute request, and it's a different law, and it's really up to those counties to determine how best they're going to do that. But we've gotten the information for our counties that's within our region, and that's really under our purview. I don't know that we're concerned about the rest of the state. Okay. Any other concerns there? All right. Anything else you'd like to see changed or added or adjusted?
Nice job. Thank you.
Chief, I want to echo what they just have already said. Great job. You've done a lot of this, and we appreciate all of the forms and everything else that you've created and brought to the committee, and appreciate all the work. As I talk to other PSAP managers around the state and those that are involved in RACs, they haven't really done anything. I think they're waiting, and I appreciate how proactive you guys have been to get us going, to get us where we are.
Just trying to find out who we are, what we are.
Yeah, thank you.
At the last Oak meeting, they asked if we'd provide this to them as well, because I think the other RACs are struggling with, you know, what are we supposed to be doing? And so I told them, yeah, as soon as we approve it here, then we would take our approved report and send it to the Oak and let them share it with the other RACs, because I think they're looking for some guidance as well.
Yeah, you're definitely leading the way.
I've done a lot. Thank just you. Kind of gotten organized.
Job well done.
Yeah.
Okay, no other changes? I'll look for a motion then to approve with the amendments stated.
I'll move.
Okay. John?
I'll move to approve with the amendment.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Second with Gina. All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay, that moves forward. Great. All right, next item, radio RFP update. I'll just speak to that a little bit, just because I'm on the RFP committee. That thing's being run extremely careful in terms of legal requirements. To date, we've had the bids submitted. There was two successful bids that were submitted that met all the requirements. As a member of the RFP committee, I can tell you that we have reviewed those submittals. They're upwards of anywhere from 12 to 2,000 pages long, very significant in detail and in information. We've been required to sign non-disclosure or confidentiality agreements. We can't discuss any of the information with anybody, even fellow committee members at this point, because we're supposed to formulate our own scores and perceptions on how we rate the RFPs independent of one another. We're at the point where we've received presentations from the two vendors that have responded to the RFP. And the last month of November, we are going to perform site visits to two of the sites where those vendors have successful implementations of P25 upgrade systems. And so once we complete those trips and those evaluations, then we will complete our scoring process and then get together as a committee and complete that. I still think, time frame wise, you know, sometime in December, near the end, first of the year, I think there'll be a completed process. But UCA is being very careful about how they proceed with the evaluation of this RFP. And as a matter of fact, they even have an RFP oversight committee to watch us to make sure that we don't misstep. And we certainly don't want to do that. And so it's moving along. That's about all I can say at this point. That's where it's at in the process. But I'm sure once decisions are made, they'll inform us, and we'll all find out together. And then from there, the work moving forward in terms of implementation and executing will be a significant issue for all of us. So just wanted to give that update, just so everybody knew a little bit about what was going on. I'm not allowed to talk to John at all about this, as he's one of the vendors, and we have not talked about it. It's very easy to, you know, play by the rules. Just do, because you have to. And John, I don't know if you want to say anything else other than you're just one of the potential vendors, but...
No, I think you recapped it great.
Okay. Will they announce in December?
I'm not sure if it'll happen, Mike, in December or not. I know we'll end the visits the first week, the week after Thanksgiving, and I'm not sure how the schedule proceeds from there. They haven't told us about when we get together and then actually finish the scoring finalization. And then it goes through the review with the consultant and or the UCA and state purchasing before I believe they're going to announce anything.
So once they announce the vendor, how long is it going to upgrade our radio systems? What's that going to look like?
Well, what I can tell you, I have to be real careful because I don't want to speak out of turn, but the soonest one of the implementations planned to complete the entire state is, I believe, 3 years. So it's not an overnight implementation. So if that,
yeah, no, that's fine.
If that helps you,
it's a long process.
Yeah. And it'll be with both vendors. It's a phased approach of multiple years of different areas of the state. So once again, from a technological standpoint, you and I could probably, you know, they'll talk over your eyes in terms of how that all works.
It's not hard.
Yeah. No, it's not. So yeah, more to come as it comes out. Okay, the review of the OAC meeting review. There is, and maybe Carl, did you call in for that or did you go to it?
No, I had another obligation. Okay. I couldn't get out of.
I called into it, and it was interesting because a lot of the discussion was about the RACs trying to get formulated and how they were working. There's still some questions about some things that they would like to see from UCA in terms of the relationship with telephones and the responsibilities with that RFP that's going on the network side, 911 network side. So still a lot of unanswered questions there, a lot of unanswered information. And so with that, in the end of your packet, a lot of discussions came up in that meeting as well as, I believe, in the PSAP meeting. And so UCA attempted to respond to some of the questions that were posed to them, and I've provided that information back to all of us so we can actually see that. Because at the end of the day, and I see this in our department, sure, everybody sees it in their organizations, is misinformation or miscommunication of information creates all kinds of chaos and rumors and problems for administrators as well as for employees. And so this information from UCA is attempted to deal with some of the questions that came up from some of the discussions, I think, in the most recent OAC meeting as well as the PSAP to try to clarify some of those issues, because I think there's just some misunderstanding going on that they want to try to get the information out. So not to bore you with that information right now or have you read it right now, just read it at your leisure, because if any of that comes back to your PSAP managers or if they hear about any of the issues, hopefully you can find some of that, at least the official UCA position within that document. Yeah. Okay, the UCA PSAP information item. I'll let Carl talk a little bit more about that.
Well, let me just check. Regina, did you attend in person or did you
over the phone?
Okay. The phone quality, the audio quality was horrible for those of us who were not there. And so I actually dropped off the meeting quite early. The meeting came up just as a request from one of the PSAP managers in Central Utah. I think in kind of response or maybe frustration with some of the basic standards that were outlined in the 911 strategic plan. And they wanted to come together to discuss the potential forming of a PSAP Managers Association, similar to Chiefs of Police or the Sheriffs, to represent the interests of the PSAPs. I don't know if you can expound whether that was actually discussed. That was the original impetus for the meeting, but did they mention that as well?
They did at the end of the meeting. They talked about the next meeting, when they would hold the next meeting, and basically getting started on some bylaws.
Okay.
And I mentioned that years ago, this dates me, but 29 years ago when I started, there was an organization called PSDAU, Public Safety Dispatch of Utah Association. I don't know if that was a nonprofit. I don't know if there's any remnants of it left. I don't know what happened to it. And it's kind of threw out what I knew as a long-term PSAP manager, that, you know, what I could remember of my first involvement with the Dispatch Association in Utah, but I don't know where it went, and I don't know what their intent is. But they're, the person who was leading the discussion, Neil from San Pete, he mentioned that he was also involved with EMS, creating an association for EMS, so he has contact with legal. If legal's needed to present maybe some wording for bylaws, that's about as far as it got. It's just, this is what we can do. Will it be done?
Fair enough. I reached out for information twice since then and haven't heard anything back, so I don't know how much force that has. But anyway, apparently those questions, it sounded to me, just from listening to the beginning of the discussion, it was kind of a little round robin about some of the issues, and those got back to UCA, and they wrote that letter that you use in your packet as a response to that to clarify some of, I guess, the misinformation or the lack of information that they didn't have at the meeting. So that's the origin of that.
Yeah, and some of that occurred in the Oak meeting. They were asking questions as, like, they were looking for UCA to do certain things, when I think statutorily, the way we're created and the Oak's created, we can respond directly to the board, we can respond to the director of UCA with questions or concerns, but I don't believe we're set up or created in such a way that UCA helps us manage our issues. We're independent of UCA, and we should be, and we should make our independent recommendations, concerns be known to either what we believe is a UCA issue, made it to the director, or make it to the board if we believe we need to make it to the board so they can make better informed decisions how they affect our regions of concern.
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, is there any provision for us? I know that it's established for the board and to the Oak. Is there any ability for us, in the way that it's written that you're familiar with, to go out to a third party, say Post, and encourage them to make a change that we feel is necessary?
I believe, and that's why I went over this, and if you go back to, you know, our own little playbook here, and you say, here's our responsibility, you know, we review that. It says, we make recommendations to the executive director regarding the public safety communications network and our ability to response system, trends and standards of public safety industry and public safety technology, the statewide strategic plan, which we've been involved in that a little bit, and the development of cooperative partnerships. We shall meet as necessary, no fewer than twice a year, as a committee ourselves, the regional advisory committee, but our committee shall report at least once a year in September to the board our findings during the year and at any board meeting at which we request an opportunity to report to them. So I guess if we thought we'd want to go communicate with the board an issue that relates to outside UCA, we could do that, but I'm not sure we have the authority to go directly to another organization and say, we recommend the Post, you should do this.
Right, doesn't apply.
So I think our scope is somewhat limited. We hopefully look at our regional issues of concern and recommend issues of concern to either UCA or the board as we see fit. And I know we're still kind of trying to find out who we are and what we are. And I want to make sure we don't waste anybody's time by working on things that really is not our purview. That's probably the worst thing we can do is, well, you don't even have any authority to do that. So don't get wrapped around the axle on it. And so that's hopefully like our letter to all of our chiefs and sheriffs and other interested, like communication centers within Wasatch Front Regional Council. We want to be there active as it relates to those issues that concern us in public safety communications, all the way from the phone call to the transmitting to the person on the street, and all those elements related to that. So I think if we stay focused, we'll be much more effective. Because I've noticed even at the Oak level, I've listened in on some of the things that have been talked about, and I go, it's great you're all concerned about that, but it's not even your purview to affect that. So I think it's a waste of time, frankly.
So, Mike, is the OAC, is that the Operations Advisory Committee?
Right.
And Are they now functioning on a regular basis?
We are, and what I mean by we are is Carl is an Oak member as a member of PSAPs of Utah, right? You were elected to be on their board as a member of representing PSAPs. The chair of this committee, which is myself right now, is a member of it, so the standing chair of this committee will be on the Oak, so the chair...
And there should be one from each region, too,
right,
as well?
Right, is on that. And they're still trying to... Brian Nielsen, the chair from, is it Sam Pete?
Yes.
He's the chair, and he's hurting cats a little bit, too, trying to determine what the Oak is.
Is it similar to what it used to be? Where it's the operations group talking about the needs of UCA and...
No, because technically, it's just like here, UCA's not here right now at this meeting. We're not like a necessarily just a direct subordinate advisory committee to UCA like it was in the past. So they may or may not even, they didn't attend the last Oak meeting. Hmm. So we're apart from, but we can have influence on
them. Are they open meetings? Because
mm-hmm.
I've heard about them, but I've not seen anything like in the good old days when they'd say we're meeting on this.
That was because the agenda was coordinated by UCA. Now it's coordinated by the Oak.
If I contact Brian, then he could tell us when the next ones are.
Yeah. It's just like the process we went through with and the feedback we got from the Wasatch Front Regional Council about posting our minutes and posting our agenda, and then it's our responsibility to inform. UCA's not informing anybody when we meet. It's hopefully Katie's help, you know, and we appreciate the help that Wasatch Front Regional Council has given us to kind of help us get organized. So hopefully more to come for in terms of issues that we need to deal with. We're still taking baby steps, you know, and I think that with the advent of the stuff going on in the radio world and in the telephone network world, we'll start having things of concern. It'll be concerns to us. And, for example, the former relationship with Salt Lake City and UCA, how's that going to move going forward with the new radio network? And will we be involved, or will Mike just be taking care of it as a Salt Lake issue? I don't know. But obviously we'll be their advocate and help and assist where we need it if we're asked.
Mike Lee needs a lot of help.
but I think that's what we want to focus on is our counties of responsibility. Yeah. And if we stay focused on that in terms of as the new system comes out, coverage issues, how the relationship between UCA and PSAPs, how that changes and how it affects our ability to deliver services, we want to be on top of that. If all of a sudden with a new radio system we don't have coverage as well as we've had it in the past in one area or the other, or need to improve it, we'll want to be the ones chirping and making noise to try to improve, you know, coverage in our areas of concern. I think those are the kinds of things we should be focused on. And let the political or the statutorial stuff be handled by the board and UCA.
Yeah, maybe after the first of the year, and we know the direction we're going to go, it'll help everybody see the vision and going forward. And
see what our purpose is.
Okay. Before we move on to the next item, I just wanted to comment on that last question. Is UCA going to sponsor training for PSAPs? That was actually the only question that I had for the meeting, the one that I brought up. And it was a budgetary item for me because we really don't know. So I had just, I brought some comments to, we had an APCO training, our fall training, where I wasn't able to attend, but I believe Melanie was there to go through the strategic plan for the PSAPs to get a little bit of better understanding of it. And there was some discussion that followed. I don't know, Carl, did you go to that?
Yes, one of the items in the strategic plan is it's not one of the basic standards, it's one of the best practices, and it requires each manager or director of a PSAP to have one of several certifications, the APCO RPL or the Certified Public Manager Program. And the request was made, hey, how do we pay for that? That's a huge, huge cost to be able to send somebody, you know, out of state for multiple weeks. It's kind of like the FBI Academy for dispatch. And so they are potentially going to be bringing that class to Utah in the beginning of 2019, so that everyone can attend locally. So, good news.
Great. That's good. good.
Yeah, good for us, because some of us don't have even $1,000. I had to request an extra $1,000 in my budget just to get the minimum certification possible. These range from $1,000 to $4,000. Certification, depending on if you pick the APCO or the NINA and which level you go for. So I was a little bit stressed out about getting one of those, and so that's nice to hear that they're going to support us in that effort.
Yeah. And I would hope if they're going to start setting standards, they also can help address the financial issues of getting there.
Yeah, so the answer was even better than I expected. I was thinking maybe I'd up front it and see if I could get reimbursed for it if I pass the class afterwards, and they're going to just make sure that they host it. So how nice is that? Yeah. So I appreciate the information that's been shared with us. We needed a little bit of this.
Yeah. So. No, that's good. Yeah. I mean, communication always helps with.
And a communications agency.
Thanks, Carl.
Good point.
Yeah. We struggle sometimes.
Yeah. Don't we all? Oh, okay. Anything else on that? Okay, number 8, do we need to go into a closed session for any reason? We have that kind of as a standing item on the agenda. Any reason? Move on. Okay, good. Keep this thing working. Okay, any items? Obviously, no closed session, so we don't have to have any items to take action on. Other business? Anybody have any other business we haven't put on the agenda you want to talk about? Any burning issues? Any areas of concern? I think the two most important things, the RFP on the radio and then network issues, and that's still yet to come, so it's not a whole lot to chew on just yet.
Well, and the two on the 911 stuff is due Wednesday, so once that's submitted and on its way, we'll be able to start talking about call handling and all the core services. So.
Right. So we're still kind of just in a holding pattern. All right, no other business?
Sweet.
Okay, next meeting. You want to try to keep going? Does this Monday morning at 11 in the morning work for everybody?
Yes. Yeah,
gives everybody a chance to get to work and put out whatever fires they got to put out. If we go a month from now, that will I'll still be gone on this site visit. It's the last week of November, so how does everybody feel about moving into the first week of December? And we don't have to meet every month either. We can meet the first of the year, too, if you want. Keep in mind, we only have to meet twice a year. If we have pressing issues and you want to meet next month, I'm more than happy to have a meeting. But
I'd say we push out to January, and if something comes up, we can always propose something newer.
Okay.
And maybe we'll know more in January.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of answers to really discuss.
So what about a Monday in January?
7th, 14th, yeah. 21st is a holiday.
Okay. Is the 7th good?
Yeah.
7th of January at 11 a.m. here.
Okay, so that is our staff meeting.
Okay.
So let me just double check the other room. Available. That should work.
And you
is
guys
that okay?
are still here by then?
Yes, when we will be here until March.
March, okay.
Yeah, our office is supposed to be finished up end of January. Mm-hmm. Furniture is coming February, and we should be moving in March.
Okay. And you'll still be our chair next year? Or did we have
I don't know what our bylaws do.
That was 2 years.
What?
I thought it was three.
Three years?
Wait,
3 years?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I thought these two were 3 years.
Yeah. I don't know what we did.
Indefinite.
Carl's like.
So
until retirement?
Happy.
Is that it?
Yeah. So it's set up to be a year committee. And I was talking to Wayne, and you may want to chat with Wayne as well, but
okay.
I kind of thought, and this is maybe me just jumping ahead, but I feel like this committee just kind of started to get going and things like that, and so I kind of told him that from my perspective, I think it would be not a good idea to have you guys all leave at right when this gets going. If you disagree with that, and he kind of agreed and thought, let's do this another year and get it going. But if you feel different about that and you would like to stay with the committee that
I'm okay with it, because I think we're just starting to get who we are and what we
right,
are.
Right, and that's kind of what I thought too, so.
And I'd like to at least be able to get this set up to where when we start getting our replacements here, we've at least done something for them. You know, kind of established a game plan.
Here you go.
Here you go.
And at least they have a roadmap to kind of, I'd love to get, you know, 3 or 4 recommendations to UCA as we move forward that says, okay, here's what we do. is if everybody's in agreement with that, because I think we're still trying to figure out where we are.
Agreed.
Okay, I see a lot of nods up and down. Everybody okay with that? All right. Continue the way we are for 2019 and then address that in 2020. Yeah. All right. Good with that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So January 7th, 11 a.m. here. The next most important thing, motion to adjourn.
So moves.
Second.
All right. Let's be back to work. I haven't even started yet.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.